Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Midnight has passed. And in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
The moment you grow up hearing stories about spirits, you learn early that the world is bigger than what you can touch. For some people, that knowledge arrives through books or superstition. For others, it's something whispered, hinted at, folded into family history like an inheritance, and for her it began in Ecuador long before she understood what any of it meant. Her earliest memories were shaped by the stories her grandparents told, stories not meant to frighten, though they sometimes did. The tales were simple, matter-of-fact, the way some families discuss the weather or politics. Her grandmother would talk about seeing dead relatives appear in the house late at night. They didn't just linger on the edges of dreams. They stepped into her waking world, silent but present. The outlines of people she had loved or people she had known only briefly in life. It scared her grandmother at first, but over time, acceptance settled in. She came to view these visitations not as threats, but as reminders that the walls between the living and the dead are thinner than most people realize. Her mother had the same gift. So did her aunts and uncles, each in different ways. In that family, sensing the dead wasn't unusual. It was simply another facet of their lives, woven into their lineage the way eye color or laughter might be. For her, though, the sensitivity didn't appear in childhood. She grew up around the stories, but she closed herself off to that part of her heritage, closed emotionally, closed spiritually. Closed to anything that felt too vulnerable. Life had delivered enough challenges early on that she learned to protect herself in the only way she knew, by shutting doors before anything could slip through them. She didn't realize she had inherited the gift until her teenage years, when it arrived quietly, almost playfully. She was 14, joking around with friends, using ordinary playing cards, not tarot, not oracle, just a standard deck to tell fortunes. It was supposed to be fun, ridiculous, a game. But as she read the card, something happened. The things she predicted began to come true. At first, it was small details, then patterns, then major events. Her friends would return to her wide-eyed, holding her by the shoulders, telling her what she'd said had unfolded exactly as predicted. She tried to laugh it off, but the accuracy became impossible to ignore. Her mother noticed, and once she noticed, she embraced it fully. She invited friends over, women seeking answers, guidance, insight, and asked her daughter to read for them. At 14, she felt unprepared, overwhelmed, and far too young to carry the weight of someone else's future. Yet she sat politely, doing her best, trying not to look as uncomfortable as she felt. One day, she told her mother's close friend something she never should have. Not intentionally, not maliciously, but because the words came out with the same clarity and certainty as any truth she'd ever spoken. She told the woman her father and brother were going to die, and they did. Exactly as she'd said, and it wasn't empowering, it wasn't dramatic, it was horrifying. She felt sick with guilt, confusion, and the heavy realization that this wasn't a game. Her gift, if that's what it was, didn't care about her age or her readiness. It simply manifested, and she didn't know how to stop it. At the same time, her family moved into a house steeped in a kind of darkness she'd never encountered before. Spirits were nothing new to them. Everyone in the family had felt them, heard them, sensed them throughout their lives. But this house was different. This house had belonged to devil worshippers, people who had played with Ouija boards, summoned things, invited things, tampered with rituals they didn't understand. The residue of what they'd done lingered in every corner of the house. The air hummed with it. Most people who entered the home reacted instantly, fear, unease, panic rising on their skin like static electricity. But strangely, her family didn't feel afraid. They felt familiar with it, grounded in it, protected even. She couldn't explain it, and neither could her mother. But whatever was inside that house, however dark or chaotic, recognized them and didn't challenge them the way it did everyone else. They lived there for 4 years, four long, unforgettable years filled with voices, shadows, presences, and things that shifted in the dark when no one was looking. When they finally left Ecuador for the United States, they left the house behind, but the memories never loosened their grip. Her gift evolved over time as she grew into adulthood. She continued reading cards for friends and family, though cautiously. The accuracy remained sometimes disturbing, sometimes comforting, but always undeniably real. Nothing prepared her for what happened the night of the switch. It was an ordinary evening, friends gathered, drinks in hand, laughter passing around the room like warm light. She wasn't drunk. She'd barely begun her beer. They sat in a loose circle, her husband beside her, conversation flowing easily. Something tugged at her attention, a feeling, a shift, a familiarity she couldn't place. She turned her head toward the front door. Her husband caught the movement and gave her a small, knowing smile. "Someone there?" he asked. "Yeah." She nodded. They didn't discuss it. They didn't need to. He had a gift, too, one he kept mostly dormant but understood instinctively. Together, they sensed presence the way other couples sense weather changes or approaching moods. But then something inside her shifted. Not a blackout. Not a trance. A clarity, sharp, sudden, like a light turning on behind her eyes. She looked at her friends, the married couple sitting across the circle, and words poured out of her without hesitation, without stutter, without doubt. She told them what they were thinking, what they were feeling, what they were carrying from their past, from their fears, from the unspoken resentments woven into their marriage. She told them about their past lives, who they had been, what they had suffered, why certain patterns followed them into this life. She wasn't guessing. She wasn't analyzing. She knew. When everything she said landed hard. Her husband, sensing the intensity building, pinched her gently, a quiet, grounding touch to remind her she was giving too much, too fast. She blinked. The room snapped back into focus. Across from her, both of her friends were crying, deep, messy, uncontrollable sobs. Not because she scared them, but because she touched something inside them, raw and vulnerable. and that night marked the beginning of a new chapter in her gift. Not just impressions, not just intuition, not just card readings, but full clarity, full perception, full connection. She could now read anyone, past, present, future, and the lives that came before. Through a name, through a photograph, sometimes through a single glance. And along with that clarity came something else, the presence of the dead. She didn't want to see them. She told them so. She asked them not to show their faces or forms. But she could feel them. They could feel her. And they listened. She wasn't afraid. She wasn't ashamed. She was grateful. And the gift she once tried to avoid had finally become something she embraced. After the night of the switch, her relationship with the gift changed entirely. Before, she'd always felt the ability brushing at the edges of her consciousness. Subtle, suggestive, almost polite. It arrived when invited, quiet when ignored, present but manageable. Now it felt awake, not aggressive, not overwhelming, and just fully present, the way a muscle feels once it has been flexed for the first time in years. She didn't feel controlled by it. She didn't lose consciousness or slip into trances. Everything stayed conscious, clear, grounded. But with the clarity came a depth she hadn't known before. When she focused on someone, anyone, their life unfolded in her mind like a story already written. She could sense the shape of their fears, the wounds they carried, the shadows of their past lives still echoing in their present. People didn't react mildly. They reacted viscerally. Some cried. Some trembled. Some stared at her as if she were holding a mirror to parts of themselves they had never dared to confront. But she wasn't doing it to intimidate or impress. The gift felt purposeful, directed, gentle in its own way, even when the truths it revealed were difficult. For the first time, she wasn't afraid of it. She was in control. She could choose when to use it and when to quiet it. She set boundaries with the dead, firm but respectful. She told them they were welcome to communicate, but not to appear visually. She didn't want to see their faces or shapes. She didn't want to lose her sense of separation between the living and the dead. They listened. They communicated through emotion, sensation, imagery, and she listened in return. But this new clarity also resurfaced old memories, memories tied to the house her family had lived in before moving to the United States. That house had left an imprint on them, an imprint she didn't fully understand at the time. The previous owners had practiced dark rituals there, devil worship, Ouija sessions, things that scrape against the veil in ways that leave residue behind. When her family moved in, the atmosphere felt charged, alive in the wrong ways. Guests were terrified at the first step inside. They felt watched, unsettled, unwelcome. Nearly everyone who visited sensed the darkness immediately. Yet her family didn't. That was the strangest part. And her grandparents, her mother, her aunts and uncles, all of them felt spiritually present, emotionally open, unafraid. They didn't shy away from spirits. They had lived with them their whole lives. And in that haunted house, it was almost as if the darkness paused, studied them, and recognized something familiar. It never harmed them, never chased them, never attacked them the way it did others. Instead, it hovered, observed, moved through the shadows with a kind of cautious curiosity. In the 4 years they lived there, countless things happened, voices whispering late at night, footsteps pacing across empty rooms, shadows sliding out of corners where no light reached, doors opened on their own, objects moved from one place to another. Nights felt crowded, full, active. The house was undeniably haunted. But somehow it wasn't hostile toward them. And it was as if something in the family's lineage gave them a kind of immunity. Not protection, just a different status, a recognition. And looking back now, she wondered if that house had played a bigger role in her awakening than she realized. Not by causing it, but by amplifying it. Like a catalyst waiting for the right moment. Her abilities didn't follow a straight line. They grew in bursts, spikes of clarity, pauses of quiet, and then sudden leaps into deeper connection. And each leap felt tied to someone she interacted with or some emotional moment in her life. Before the switch, strong emotions amplified it. After the switch, everything amplified it. She could read people through photographs, sometimes through just a name, sometimes through the echo of a thought. And the dead, while unseen, moved around her with increasing confidence. Sometimes when she sat alone in her living room, she felt the air shift and knew someone had arrived. Not a stranger, not a presence meant to frighten her. Usually someone connected to the person she'd read recently. A mother, a brother, a child. Someone who wanted to speak but didn't know how to cross the boundary cleanly. They didn't frighten her because she didn't perceive them visually. The agreement held. She had asked them not to show themselves, and they respected that. Instead, she felt them. A warmth on her shoulder. A ripple in the air behind her. A wave of emotion. Not her own. A presence stepping into the room the way a breeze fills a doorway. But with the presence came something else, an awareness inside herself. A sensation that she wasn't alone within her own body. Not possession. Not intrusion. Just the ability to sense what someone else needed to say before they said it. As her gift deepened, she started to feel connected to the threads between lives. Past lives revealed themselves not as stories, but as shadows, gestures, impressions, traumas carried forward. She could look at a person and understand their recurring dreams, their phobias, their patterns of conflict, not as random quirks, but as echoes. And the more she embraced this ability, the more she realized her gift wasn't new. It was inherited. Her grandmother, who saw spirits vividly. Her mother, who sensed them before they arrived. Her uncles and aunts, each with a different shade of awareness. She belonged to a lineage woven through generations, a bloodline of sensitivity. Her gift didn't emerge from nowhere. It awakened, and once awake, it didn't fade. Her husband understood this better than anyone. He had a dormant gift of his own, one that flickered to life occasionally, uninvited but unmistakable. They didn't need to explain things to each other. He could look at her across a room and know if a spirit was standing nearby. She could see something in his expression and know his perception had sharpened for a moment. It wasn't frightening for them, and it felt like recognition. But the moment that anchored itself in her memory, the moment she returned too often, was that night with her friends, when the switch flipped and the room filled with something almost luminous. She didn't feel possessed. She didn't feel overtaken, and she felt clear. Clear in a way that felt ancient. She could see their past lives overlapping their current ones like two transparent sheets of parchment. She saw their pain not as emotional turmoil, but as an unfinished narrative stretching across incarnations. Her husband's gentle pinch pulled her out before she overwhelmed them completely. But by then, the truth had already spilled out. Her friends weren't crying out of fear. They were crying out of recognition. The kind of recognition that happens only when someone tells you the truth you already know deep down, but have never dared to say aloud. And that was the night her gift stopped being a curiosity. It became a calling. In the months that followed the switch, her life settled into a new rhythm, one where the spiritual and the ordinary wove together so seamlessly that she no longer tried to separate them. She didn't live in constant communication with the dead. She wasn't overwhelmed by voices or visions or spirits demanding attention. It wasn't like the dramatic portrayals people imagine when they hear the word medium. Her world remained grounded, practical, full of the same responsibilities and routines as anyone else's. But beneath that everyday surface, there was a quiet hum of awareness, steady, gentle, and always present. Sometimes it arrived as a whisper of intuition, a moment when she knew exactly what someone needed without them speaking a word. Other times it came as a sudden burst of clarity, like a spotlight illuminating a truth that had been sitting just outside her line of sight. And occasionally it came from the other side, from a presence stepping into the room with a message for her or for someone she had recently read. She learned quickly that the dead rarely barge in uninvited. They approach with emotion rather than words, with intention rather than form. She would feel a pressure in the air or a memory that wasn't hers or a flicker of energy moving across her skin like static electricity. That was how they announced themselves. Subtle, respectful, almost polite. She appreciated that. She'd asked them not to appear visually, and they honored it. It allowed her to feel connected without being overwhelmed. The more she worked with her gift, the more she understood its boundaries and her own. She learned when to open the door and when to close it. She learned how to say no, how to redirect energy, how to protect her own peace when a spirit arrived at the wrong moment. And most importantly, she learned that not every sensation, every presence, every intuitive hit required action. Some messages were meant for later. Some were meant for reflection. Some were simply acknowledgments from the other side. We're here. We see you. You're not alone. She approached the gift with gratitude rather than fear. This set her apart from many people who experience similar things. She didn't view her sensitivity as a burden or a curse. She saw it as something sacred, a link between two worlds given to her through her family's bloodline, shaped by generations of experiences, strengthened by education, emotion, and instinct. But even with her calm acceptance, one truth became impossible to ignore. Her connection was getting stronger, not darker, not chaotic, just deeper. There were days when she could sit with a person, someone she barely knew, and feel their entire emotional landscape as if it were her own. She could sense their attachments, the echoes of their past lives, the lingering shadows of trauma carried forward through time. She didn't need to impress anyone with it. She wasn't performing. She never sought attention. It was simply the way she perceived the world now. People came to her for guidance willingly and sometimes urgently. They'd show her a photograph or tell her a name or simply sit quietly with her until she felt the lines of their life unfold. She wasn't always right. No one ever is. But she was right often enough, that word spread. She learned to be careful. Careful with her words. Careful with her timing. Careful with what she revealed and what she held back. Because the truth can help, but the truth can also wound. She'd learned that the hard way at 14 when she'd spoken too honestly, too clearly, too young. She never wanted to put someone in that position again. Never wanted to deliver life-altering news without the other person being ready for it. So now she asked permission. She respected boundaries. She let people guide the reading, not the other way around. And that's what made her gift powerful. Not the accuracy, but the compassion behind it. Still, there were moments when the veil between worlds thinned in ways she didn't expect. Sometimes she'd feel a sudden warmth next to her when she sat alone on the couch, not frightening, comforting. Sometimes a scent would drift through the room, familiar and unmistakable, though no one living wore it anymore. A grandfather's cologne, a grandmother's perfume, a smell tied to a memory from childhood. The dead visited gently. They came to talk, not to scare. They came because they trusted her, and she welcomed them on her terms. Her husband understood this life better than anyone. His own dormant gift flickered on at strange moments, small, intuitive bursts that mirrored her own. They didn't need long explanations. They spoke the same spiritual language, sometimes with nothing more than a glance. When she felt someone enter the room, he often sensed it too. When he felt a shift in the air, she knew it wasn't just him imagining it. They moved through these moments as partners, grounded in trust and understanding. Not every presence that approached her was family to the living person she read. Some were older souls, remnants of the land or the home or the region. Some came with no message at all, simply drawn to the light she carried, the awareness she projected. She didn't fear them because she didn't invite fear into the relationship. She believed the dead sensed intention the same way dogs sense emotion. They responded to tone, posture, openness. She responded to them with firmness and kindness. So the gift didn't isolate her. It connected her to her lineage, to the living, to the spirits who wandered near her, to strangers who needed clarity, to family members who passed long before she was born. With time, she realized something else, something profound. The moments that had frightened her as a child were never meant to drive her away from the spiritual world. They were nudges, reminders, openings. The man on the stairs with the two dogs wasn't a threat. He was simply present, curious, watching. The darkness in the house, owned by devil worshippers, wasn't coming for her family. It simply recognized them. The moment with her friends during the switch wasn't possession. It was awakening. This gift wasn't random, and it wasn't accidental. It was designed, inherited, handed down through generations, and she had grown into it exactly as she was meant to. When people asked her how she lived with such sensitivity, how she could stand feeling the dead near her, how she could talk so openly with spirits, how she could read other people's lives so intimately, her answer was simple. There was no fear, no shame, and no resentment, only gratitude. Because to her, this wasn't a burden. It was a connection to God, a connection to family, a connection to the unseen world that walks beside the living every day, whether they notice it or not. And she wouldn't trade it for anything.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.